sir, we will do that. But let's go ahead and do that one first. We, oh well. You win, we'll do it. Wow, there's a big buzz up here besides the band. There's a machine over here. Yeah, it's loud for us. I hope you can't hear it.
It's loud for you?
Well, let's see. Bill Monroe came up to Massachusetts in 1963, and he hired me as a guitar player through Bill Keith, the great banjo player, Bill Keith. And we went over there with Everett Allen Lilly, and Tex Loeb, and Gene Loewinger, and myself, and Bill Keith on the five. And Bill Keith told me before we went over there, he said, "Don't call me Bill in front of Bill." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, there's only one Bill on stage, and that's Bill Monroe. And he said, "You can't be calling me Bill. Call me by my middle name, which is Bradford." So it was hard for me to get used to that. I went, Bradford, yeah. And because there's only one Bill in the Bill Monroe band. There was a girl who used to play accordion with him, Howdy Forrester's wife. The story goes that her name was Billy Sue Forrester. They changed her name to
Sally Joe
Forrester. Forrester. And that's how that goes in the bluegrass world. There's only one of each person. I was going to rename myself Jody after a while, but then... Yeah, I thought Jody was a good name to have now. Yeah. But Jody, he went out and played with a bluegrass show, and his name is Jody Stecker, and they oh, that is beautiful. Oh.
This is a band with David Grissman and Winnie Winston, Gene Loewinger, Fred Weiss. We went down to Union Grove, we won some ribbons.
Yeah.
And first prize one of the years. I went down as guitar player one year. Eric Thompson came down one year. One year, John Scholl came as guitar player. I wasn't there at all. Fourth year we came there, I was on mandolin. John was on guitar. They didn't know what to do because they didn't know which one of us was our own self. Particularly, which one was Joe Day Starcher? That's been my bluegrass.
So Jody's got a bluegrass name. You can call him Joe Day. Let's everybody say that.
Joe Day!
There you go, Blake. You're Christian. When I went to work with Bill, of course, Bill Keith with Brad and Bradford. And so we used to, Bill said that Pete, you ought to come to Nashville, I can hip you. So I didn't know what that meant exactly. And, so I went to Nashville and he hipped me. And we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night. And about midnight on Saturday, we'd climb aboard the old bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. I was driving the night that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. We were stranded in the highway up there near Horse Caves, Kentucky, and I was standing outside the bus watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east, and Bill Monroe walks up to me, and he comes up real close, and he goes, "Pete Rones." And he called me plural. Well, that's a great compliment. It's a great compliment because he called Ernest Tubb Ernest Tubbs. He said, "Pete Rones, listen good to this and don't you ever forget it. We wrote this song together."